Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Up with the Bohemian Grove news and Billy Corrigan. Tim Fougier, one of the managers up here in InfoWars, heard me talking, and I forgot back in one of my offices that's just full of all sorts of memorabilia. I've been sent mainly by widows, but also more video by workers. The stuff is kind of skull and bones light, Bohemian Grove, where thousands of elite meet every year multiple times. I'm the only person to ever successfully infiltrate in and out and get in and out repeatedly. In and out of the Bohemian Grove, many have tried and failed. I don't know why it's that hard. But the issue is people just look nervous is the problem. I've been questioned by Secret Service, you name it, infiltrating. But here is some of the stuff we have sent to us over the years. Widows have sent us their internal annals. It's usually when the guys die. That's how we get them. I mean, the annals can sell for as much as $5,000 on eBay. And we've got three of them here. In fact, where are those annals? I should pull those out. Since we moved the offices around, I don't know where all that stuff's at. But these are nice exhibits of the skull and bones type deal. I want to be clear. A lot of the people that go to it, you got about 1,500 members and about 1,000 guests that get called. It's one of the most elite clubs in the world. Global leaders are there. Prince Charles, German prime ministers or chancellors, British prime ministers, Russian leaders in the 50s would come secretly and meet with Eisenhower there. That's all been declassified. Ronald Reagan, all of it. Richard Nixon called it the most GD faggy thing he'd ever seen. But he said he still had to go there. And, I mean, that's really the backdrop of it is just let it all hang out. It doesn't mean it's like gay or the whole thing's a homoerotic event. But that's the backdrop is that everything and anything goes there. And when I was there once for 5 hours, I had to get into the bushes and hide because I look good in 2000, you know, weighed like 190 pounds, 4% body weight, you know, I didn't look Calvin Klein model like I'd looked 5 years before, but I mean, I was really good looking and Mike Hansen was real good looking then too. And I mean, we were being chased around by old men whistling at us. And let me tell you, it was not a good feeling. I mean, I literally almost had like a newspaper on my butt running, oh, them whistling. And guys trying to pinch my butt. And Hansen goes, let's go into this club because they have like hundreds of camps with like classical music playing and piano and all these guys. And I walk in and guys are like, hey, not all of them, but some of them, you know, the heterosexuals go out and get hookers at the nearby golf course that line up and fly in. There's just jets from all over the world there. But I mean, literally, I haven't even told this part of the story, but it's true. I was going to the bathroom and a guy pinched me on the butt. I mean, this is literally what is going on at Bohemian Grove. And then there's a little satanic backdrop to it all. Most people don't even get that. But I was told by a prominent person off record, a household name, that they went last year and that it was ridiculous that all the old men, you can actually go online and find the Nixon tape. I don't think I'll play it. It's got profanity on it. Nixon discusses what goes on at Bohemian Grove. I'll pull it up for you. 737,000 views. I think we originally put that up. Can you put it back up? No, that's not our site, but we originally put that up. Somebody, I guess, copied it back in 2006. But there it is. And, of course, you can see me right there talking about it on the sidebar on RT. Alex Jones discusses gay rituals of Bohemian Grove. And that is what it's about. I mean, that's not all that it's about. Walking around the Bohemian Grove, I would hear stuff like, we did excellent. Yes, the reactors will be transferred. The deal's done with the State Department. Excellent. And they would just fade off as I sat there for like 2 hours hiding in the bushes, you know, hearing the old men walk by. Because they would go out and walk on the paths where they didn't think there were microphones. They wouldn't even talk in the bunkhouses about the stuff. I mean, it was just CIA, NSA, world leaders. And, I mean, it was all Dr. Evil stuff. But then I guess at night during the 15 days, I mean, it's... I did see a photograph, and so did John Ronson. He snuck in with me, of Henry Kissinger bent over, dressed like a woman doing something. So there you go.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security by sticking our hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
With the globalists making more and more advances into our freedoms every day and ruining our healthcare system, it's important to be able to take back control of our own personal healthcare. Colloidal Silverwater even fights against the new designer bugs. The best prices found anywhere, along with the highest quality. That's why you'll love silver creams and water from colloidalresearch.com. Silver's been used for thousands of years to fight against germs and bacteria because it works. Check it out for yourself at colloidalresearch.com or call 844-SILVER-4U.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Riders on the storm.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
Need to see your license and registration, man.
Into this.
I won't have to get any more invasive.
Like a dog without a bone, an actor out on loan. Riders on the storm.
There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad.
Take a long holiday.
Take a long holiday.
Let your children play.
Let your children play. If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die. Killer on the road.
Yeah. Unbelievable voice right there. I can listen to that voice. And very few can sing like that. Morrison didn't have as good a voice as Elvis Presley, but it was Elvis-like, but it was still better, in my view. And there's only one person that can pull it off like Jim Morrison, and that's Glenn Danzig. I mean, Glenn Danzig could be singing the phone book, and I want to listen to it, and I get it's dark music. I'm not endorsing it. It's just that I can't help it when I hear it. Here's a good part right here.
Girl, you gotta love your man.
That's right. Take him by the hand.
Girl, you gotta love your man.
Make him understand.
Take him by the hand. Make him understand. The world on you depends. Our life will never end.
I look a little too cop-like in uniforms, don't I? You're not watching us on TV. I'm wearing a Bohemian Grove security outfit that Billy Corrigan sent me, and one of the guys had a mirrored aviator shades, so it completed the outfit. Now, if I had a mustache, what would happen? It would just be too much. Total cop from the 70s, right? All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's enough. I should quit screwing around here. We got a lot of serious news. We're talking about the galactic-level BSers, and who are they? And why do we love to hate them so much? We're taking your votes right now, and I'll go to a bunch of news, news overload, bottom of the hour. Let's talk to Ronald in California. Ronald's been patiently holding. They're in Santa Cruz and into San Francisco, listening on KSCO 1340 AM, one of two great affiliates we have in the area. And Ronald, thank you for coming on.
Well, Alex, we've got them surrounded now. For another good singer, you ever hear Chris Isaac?
This guy,
Chris Isaac, he's pretty good, too.
Hey, you know who else listens on the station you're listening to right now?
Go ahead.
Doris Day. And then guess who else listens to the show right there in Santa Cruz, confirmed?
Clint Eastwood.
I guess you know that. Okay. Yeah, I want to say hi to Clint Eastwood. We wish you would call into our show like you do Michael Savage's. We know you listen to both shows. Oh, great one. I knew Charlton Heston a little bit, and I would just literally would love to talk to you because you're one of the greatest hardworking phenomenon artists ever, and I appreciate all you've done for Americana. Oh, great leader, Clint Eastwood. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
He's got this good movie.
It's not right that he talks to the owner of the station and tells him stuff and won't come on my show. Of course, we haven't really asked Clint Eastwood to come on because he's like so unreachable, like up on Mount Olympus. You guys go after Clint Eastwood. Whatever he wants to talk about. Okay, I keep forgetting to do that. Go ahead.
You know how it is. Everybody bugs Big Shots, and more importantly, Big Shots have a disproportionate sense of fear of getting killed. You know, so. You know, so the point is...
I mean, Clint Eastwood pumps his own gas, man.
Pardon?
You know Clint Eastwood pumps his own gas? He's like a down-to-earth guy.
We all pump in California. You guys still have people pump your gas?
No, what I mean is most people at his level have people that pump their gas. It's not because they're elitist. It's because they're so busy.
Oh, yeah. Well, and they want to keep their hands clean for signing autographs and stuff. I grew up near Bohemian Grove, too, and that's Sonoma County. It's 130 miles from Santa Cruz. So, here's the thing, the topic. I'm going to give you three clues and see if you can guess. If this agency has a secret budget,
mm-hmm.
It has actually a license to kill people, and it actually has a very good image in people's minds in America. Should I tell you?
No, say that again.
It actually has a secret budget. It actually kills people. It has seemingly has a license to kill people. And yet it has a seemingly good image in most Americans' minds.
The CIA?
No, it's the FBI. It's literally FBI. And somebody told me even in Washington, D.C., everyone, including Supreme Court justices, is afraid of the FBI. That's why, you know, they come in on all these local false flag operations, these cities. They're the lead, they're the top dog on all the local police departments.
Most FBI agents are like Boy Scouts and are hardworking, but there are compartmentalized hit teams. It was the FBI, any terror group that led the ATF operation in Oklahoma City. We even have their hotel receipts and the names and witnesses that saw them there. So, yes, when someone comes to kill you a lot of times, it's FBI. But,
or they cover it up.
But let me tell you who really kills people. You want to know who does the killing in this country?
Go ahead.
I'll tell you who does most of the hanging around here. It's non-commissioned and commissioned Army officers sheet-dipped into one of more than 14 different agencies who are in every town and city awaiting target orders on who to kill.
And like the Bourne movies, like the Bourne Identity movies.
No, that's exactly how it is.
Yeah. Yeah. And so this is the trouble. This is the trouble with famous people, you know, or really famous people, why they don't speak out. I mean,
yeah, but if everybody starts speaking out, and if we point out to everybody in the system this is a fraud, people aren't going to follow orders. They're not going to go along with it. That's already happening. It's why they're going purely to mercenaries. I got to jump. Go to other callers. But you made a lot of really good points. A really good caller. I have multiple articles today on Infowars.com where people get arrested by the FBI, are taken in to be questioned, and end up dead. And they're getting away with it in the cover-up of the Boston bombing their friend. They're getting away with it with this now. And it'll get to the point where you can't talk to the FBI or go anywhere with them because you'll literally disappear into a black van. So that's how civil wars start. If the FBI continues to kill people in their custody, then everyone will know it's a death sentence to go with them. And then it goes to the next level where people have to defend themselves offensively. This is a very dangerous situation when the FBI becomes death squads. They killed the third patsy on the anthrax situation. They killed one of the Chechens that was friends with the brothers and knew that they were all really CIA assets. They've now killed this guy. And, I mean, it turned out, you know, the Chechen didn't have weapons, nothing. They shot him in the back of the head. I mean, is the FBI going to come to my house, tell me to sit down and shoot me in the back of the head? Just go, he shot him in the back of the head. No big deal. You know, Holder says it's okay. I mean, there comes a time where, you know, just reality sets in. Man arrested an FBI sting found dead in federal custody. FBI supplied fake explosives for alleged Space Needle Walmart gas station bombings. Larry Gillette, a Washington State man charged with plotting to blow up several buildings, was found dead in federal custody Thursday, only days after being arrested during an elaborate FBI sting. According to federal agents, 53-year-old Larry Gillette, who was serving a sentence for identity theft, told federal inmates that he planned to blow up a Walmart, two gas stations, and a division for three bank robberies once he left prison. It's always Oregon and Washington where they set people up for that, wanting to blow something up for diversion of a bank robbery. It's like the script they follow. An anonymous federal law enforcement source speaking to reporters on Cairo Radio also said that Gillette had plans to blow up Seattle's iconic Space Needle. And see, they need these every few weeks, just a made-up report. Oh, this guy was going to do this, this guy was going to do that, and then they just die. Upon his release, Gillette unknowingly met an undercover officer and received four inoperable pistols, as well as defective car bomb. Report states Gillette met with an officer, and it goes on. And then now it's been reported that less than a week later, Gillette was found dead in his cell at the SeaTac Federal Detention Center. The U.S. is also a FEMA center there. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Prisons announced his death the following day, saying hospital workers were unsuccessful in their attempts to revive Gillette from a suspected suicide. That's a really good one. Let's get one more call in. Sunray, calling from FEMA Region 6. Who is the biggest liar?
I mean, I'm kind of at a crosshair between Piers Morgan and Obama, but...
Oh, Piers Morgan! Yeah, man. I don't know, though. I don't know. He was pretty honest about how he wants to enslave everybody.
Yeah, just but that interview with you and him, and he's like, guns, we're not going to take your guns.
We don't want your guns. We just want a total ban of them, like England. It's outrageous that I want a gun ban. You would dare say it. Ridiculous. That's a good point.
Also, I just want to thank you for playing the Lizard King at the opening segment after that ad. That was awesome.
It can be called the End or the Lizard King.
Yeah, I mean...
I guess he's the Lizard King.
It's his voice.
Yeah, he's the Lizard King. That's right. Well, one of the songs has that name, too, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, one of his.
The snake is long, 7 miles.
That's awesome. Okay, but yeah, for real, Obama, like a lady said earlier, he just, like, presented this whole facade of hope and, like, everything's going to get better and enlightenment and growth. And it's just so sick. It's so sinister. There's so many things.
So you got to give it to Obama, then. Is that what you're saying?
that's probably where my vote goes.
Thank you for calling, Sunray. You're a Sunray of truth. More calls coming up. Stay with us.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Who has the perfect piece of gear for your bushcraft pack or bug-out bag? CanteenShop.com. Want to be able to start a fire in any weather? CanteenShop.com. Need a well-built, handcrafted knife that'll be passed down for generations? Get to CanteenShop.com for the best selection of high-quality, hand-picked gear from over 20 small U.S. businesses and big-name brands to bring you the best that the bushcraft survival world has to offer. CanteenShop.com. What's missing?
What's missing from your kit?
Warnings of an American collapse hit us nearly every day. Gear up while you still can with Infidel Body Armor. Don't spend between $500 and $600. Infidel is available for just $374.99 with free shipping within the U.S. Made in America and legal in all 50 states. Resist tyranny with Infidel Body Armor. Buy yours today at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm going to go right back to your phone calls. I just briefly know that this hour is brought to you by great storable foods and preparedness company in general, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. And they've got great customer service. They've got just great people there. That's where I get my storable food. It's non-GMO, super high quality, 866-229-0927. You're insane if you don't have storable foods. And we also sell their very same storable foods from My Patriot at InfoWarsStore.com as well. And we carry their survival seed bank that they developed that's one of the best on the market, if not the best, for the price. InfoWarsStore.com or MyPatriotSupply.com. Now, Let's go right back to your phone calls. I want to hit a bunch of news in the next segment that I haven't gotten to, and then back into your calls, and then recap some top stories. Just a lot of key articles we're going to be covering coming up in the next segment. Troops on the ground, U.S. and NATO plan PSYOPs teams in Ukraine. Bunkerville residents express support for Cliven Bundy at town hall meeting. That new article popped up. Why the White House is desperately trying to bury Benghazi. Very important article by Paul Watson. Wall Street killed Peaches Geldof. Black Ops helicopters buzz Kentucky residents. Man arrested in FBI sting found dead in federal custody. Why is the media silent about the crucifixion of Christians by radical jihadists? Because it's racist if you don't like to be crucified. Fed up freshman writes white privilege essay, goes viral. Says he apologized for nothing. Video up on Infowars.com. Pentagon admits no solution for replacing Russian rockets used to launch U.S. satellites. The globalists have so shut this country down, we can't even put satellites in orbit now with heavy lifters. But they sure know how to BS everybody, though, huh? Yeah. Our highways are falling apart, and our test scores are dropping. But, hey, they sure know how to lie to us. This Benghazi memo that says it's about Benghazi isn't about Benghazi. My name's Jay Carney. Nothing against the name Carney. Is Carney an Italian name? Look it up for me. But do they call the carnival barkers the con artists at the old corrupt carnivals? No, they're not really. They just, hey, you can make it. Go ahead. You can get the doll. What are you, a wimp? You missed the balloon five times. Buy some more for your girl. That's kind of a mean carny. But I'm telling you, his name really fits. I feel sorry for other folks with the last name Carney. It's Irish. Okay. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Denise in Texas. You're on the air. Thank you for holding, Denise.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Who is the greatest liar?
Obama.
All right, Obama is in the poll position. So I forgot to give an earlier vote when somebody said it. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six votes.
Can I tell you something? A couple weeks ago when the Bundys were going through that, I called the Washington comment line, the Capitol White House comment line. You know what I'm talking about? Where citizens can call the comment line at the White House.
Yes.
And I told him I was concerned about the Bundy Ranch. The man that answered the phone hung up on me.
How dare he?
Yes. And do you know my mother, my daughter, think I am crazy?
Well, of course. I mean, there's never been a problem with government in history. Everything's peaches. And why is mom worried about stuff? I mean, that is so bizarre.
I am trying to wake them up, but they won't listen to me. I don't know. I do not know what to do.
Well, listen, a salesman will tell you. A salesman will tell you the hardest group to sell is your family. So move on. Wake up, folks that want to be woken up. Feel sorry for your family, but later they'll remember. Thank you for the call. Let's talk to Timothy in Virginia. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm surprised that no one's mentioned this person's name yet, unless I missed it. Hillary Clinton.
Ah, Hillary. So, Hillary.
Yeah, Hillary Clinton. And she's lied about a lot of things. I found a website that has 199 lies listed. And so, based on that...
I called her Hitler Lee, but whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Well, sir, why do you want to be racist and talk bad about her? I mean, she's a woman. Why do you want to be sexist right now? Why are you against women?
Well, I was actually trying to create a balance because everyone's going for Obama and all these other guys. I just really felt we needed balance there.
No, but exactly. Criticizing a known multinational criminal, warmonger, lying fraud, murderer... He's not about women. It just so happens she's a woman. That just shows political correctness, though, would say you're a sexist and don't like women.
Yeah, I know.
I want to be honest. It's the opposite. I really like women.
Yeah, I really like women, but I don't know if Hillary Clinton is a woman. I mean, she's...
No, I don't like Hillary Clinton. And it's not that she looks like a... Not that she looks like a dead horse reanimated. That's not why I dislike her, that she's so ugly. I hate all the ugly actions that she's taken.
You know, what's with all the women in politics that look like men? I guess they're just really trying to...
Well, a lot of them shoot testosterone.
Hillary Clinton shoots a lot more than just testosterone.
Well, I mean, well, of course, she's picking up the women, the cocktail waitress, 2-3 at a time on record. I mean, she is more of a man than us. Men don't have the nerve to go up and grab a woman by the arm and tell them to come along. She does. She makes Clinton look like a celibate creature compared to her horn dogging.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation.
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking a hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member. Share your membership and help take the info war to the next level.
Attention men suffering from ED. My name is Matt Cook, and I hated the humiliation and embarrassment of ED. I couldn't stand disappointing my wife anymore. Then I discovered this strange exercise that makes ED go away. I made you this new video at quickedfix.com showing you how easy it is to fix ED better than pills. Now my wife and I are like newlyweds again thanks to this strange exercise that fixed my ED better than pills, and it works for almost all men who try it.
My half of our love life is better than anything I've ever experienced before.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I have used her system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
But warning, the drug companies dread my strange exercise because it fixes ED better than pills. They hate the lost profits from men dumping their pills. They want me to take the video down. So watch now at quickedfix.com. Discover the strange exercise that fixes ED better than pills. That's quickedfix.com. Quickedfix.com. Quickedfix.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
As you can tell, it sounds horrible.
Everybody.
Man, it's hard to turn these Texans down. Crank them up. So many great Texans. I'm proud to be a Texan. Oh, yeah. Hillary, baby. You're my pinup girl. Oh, yeah, there's going to be some ZZ Top playing this weekend. She's all mine! Yeah! Yeah, Hillary! Yeah! We love you! and Dianne Feinstein is a ticket. I'm hearing the moon is looking like a really good place to live. Have you heard that? Leave Earth to the demons. Put that pin up, girl, back up there. That does kind of injustice to Betty Page. Put Dianne Feinstein's head on her. Hi, I'm Senator Dianne Feinstein, and I love liberty. April Fools. That was in last April's magazine as the centerfold. Welcome to Planet Hoax was the name of that issue. And it's a hoax, and I'm Bohemian Grove Security, but I'm telling you that right now, ladies and gentlemen. All right, look, I said I'd go to news. I'm going to do it, but I kind of started being silly. I apologize. Let me just reset here briefly. Speaking of the magazine, the new magazine is out. It will guaranteed sell out. We just sell it in bulk to wake up people. It gets down to $1 a piece at cost if you buy a bunch of them. 68 page. It's now more than 64 pages. 68 page. Big, glossy, powerful magazine, ladies and gentlemen. And it's got the feds backing off on the front. 1776 part 2, Infowars.com. Not just on the Bundy Ranch, but what this means, how the globalist power grabs are happening. The feds are announcing they're going to take Alaskan tribal lands from the Native Americans that it's been their land. See how it works? It's not enough the feds have like 80% of Alaska. They want the rest. Okay? From the poor Inuits, the Eskimos up there. We ought to get Nick Begich on. He used to try to fight them on that. He used to be one of the main elected representatives of the tribes up there, one of the only white guys. They trusted him so much. We need to get him on about that. But Harry Reid behind BLM land grab. Senator Reid breaks ground for solar farm. Harry Reid calls ranchers domestic terrorists. Feds slaughter cattle during Bundy siege. Dirty Harry Reid. BLM's tortoise excuse is horse hockey. Federal government violates Constitution. Ron Paul curriculum for homeschoolers. The article is going to come out next week for InfoWars readers. It's an in-depth, person-to-person interview with Ron Paul, in-depth with Kit Daniels. The title we're going to have is that it's dealing with, he said, the Common Core basically is the last straw, folks. So that's going to go out to everybody that's a Mondays, we send out the digital version of the magazine to 300-something thousand people that have signed up for it free. It's a digital magazine you can flip through, share with others. Go to Infowars.com/newsletter, and you can find it all right there. And then you can just sign up, say, hey, I want it, and that and other news alerts will be sent to you. Infowars.com/newsletter. Mass civil disobedience against gun registration happening all over the country. One-third of citizens on government database. FBI searches gun shops for domestic terrorists. Disposable heroes, written by Joe Biggs. That's an original article for the magazine. Captain, just like the Ron Paul is. Captain America, a pro-liberty film. Original article by Jakari Jackson with still shots. How bad the economy really is. Roundup, tainting our food. Key article, Baghdad, paradigm of globalist creative destruction. Kurt Nemo, school sets up homeland security class. I mean, this is a, and it's full of just world-class graphics, ladies and gentlemen. Full of world-class quotes, graphics, cartoons. It's a big color book. People aren't going to read a big book about the New World Order. They will read this magazine each month. So get a monthly, you know, 10-pack or whatever. Sign up for recurring to get 10 packs. And just get it out to your friends and family. Leave it at the library. Buy a 10-pack and have it mailed to the police station or to your local library. Here it is. Great graphic showing beef production brought down to almost nothing by design to shut down the country and all the graphs showing that. You know, we don't just show you what's happening with the Bundy Ranch. We show you how it's happening all over the country. Here's the big in-depth, exclusive Ron Paul interview. I mean, it is a big, beefy one. And since Kit Daniels did it, you actually hear from Ron Paul. I'm not talking over him the whole time. So it's got just all sorts of key intel. Get it today, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or you can go to InfoWarsStore.com. And again, everybody's getting out of print. We got into it. Just have a hard copy that you can give people, and it's having a big effect all over the country. And again, we've got all the different graphs, all the different documentation. This is something that's very important as they try to censor the internet and as they try to engage in all this corruption. that we put out something that's hard copied that can be held and given to people. That's a double cover. It's got a great back cover, 1776 Part 2. So, again, secure your copies today, InfoWarsStore.com. Now, lastly, my friends, it is integral that we all get healthy, and I am still a disgusting fat body, to quote Sergeant Kurtz in Full Metal Jacket. Will you guys bring me my goodies, please? I don't want to run over and get them. I can't get them right now. I take morning, noon, and night, Super Mel Vitality, Nation Iodine Survival Shield, Fluoride Shield, the Lung Cleanse, and now I am looking at, just really expanding what I personally take. Now, I used to only take a half a dose of the Survival or the Super Mel Vitality. I take more than a dose of Survival Shield, but I've built up with this to the regular dose now. A lot of people take more. Just consult your physician. It's concentrated super herbs and fruit extracts, and it's no joke. It's no game. It is an aphrodisiac for me. It has that effect for everybody else, and a clarity event. In fact, CJ, you randomly told me yesterday, since you've been on it a month, what it's doing to you, and CJ's in really good shape. Is he in there? I can't see him.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, CJ, tell folks, I didn't plan this. This isn't planned, is it?
No, sir. Totally impromptu.
Tell me your honest response to what it does.
I would say I just feel less drowsy and more alert, a little bit more even-keeled.
Even-keeled stimulant with an aphrodisiac effect. It's incredible.
Yeah.
And we do it as super male to be in shape, lose weight, have your glands be healthy. I'm interrupting. Go ahead and tell folks.
I feel a little bit more on the ball. I'd say when things are tense around the studio because it's a news environment and we all have a lot going on, a lot of stresses, trying to cover things, trying to get everything on time, on the ball. It's just easier to deal with. I can remember things faster. And physically, I'm pretty healthy. I can't say that.
No, you're a pretty young guy. You're in good shape, about 6'3".
Yeah. Yeah. Energy.
Did I guess your height correctly?
Yeah, 6'3".
Anyway,
I sleep a little better. That's weird. Didn't expect that.
Well, that's what Steiner said. He was into weightlifting forever. I knew him back in high school. He was doing it. He was just burnt out. He'd hit that wall using regular supplements. And he got on. He's like, I need more of that. This is no joke. And he's like glowing when he comes in here. He's lost 30 pounds. He's more ripped than ever, lifting as much weight. And he just literally, now his whole family's taking it. His dad, his brother, you name it. We got the Female Vitality coming out soon. But quite frankly, we tweaked it a little bit. That's kind of a gimmick. This stuff works better on women. Has your wife taken it yet, CJ?
Not yet. I'm scared. I don't want her to turn into a monster. She has a hard time keeping her hands off me already, so.
That's good.
You know how many kids I got.
Yeah, how many you got?
Five.
Awesome.
Plenty.
Awesome. That's a good woman right there, buddy. Anyways, all right. That's what we're talking about. So it sounds like she's already got her vitality stuff. She doesn't need anything extra. But seriously, and the more maxed out and deficient you are, we're just talking about Steiner. Get him in here. I didn't even know you were in here. Push aside my Thundercloud sub. It's like food where your seat is. Come on, sit down. Don't get nervous. You're on air right now. All right. You didn't know you were in. I didn't know you were here. No, here, just go ahead and move it in front of you. Well, that's weird. You only come in here maybe once a week.
What's going on?
Nothing. Just move the mic in front of you, Lordship. Anyways, well, you're all dandied up. Where are you going?
Oh, just, this is the way I normally dress.
Let's move the camera a little bit that way, folks. I get obsessed with the aspect ratio. There we go. That's a good shot. A little bit more that way.
Yeah, just
so, what are you up here doing?
I'm just, coming to see the crew, hanging out.
Let me ask you, who's the biggest BSer of the last 20 years? Is it Baghdad Bob? Is it Bill Clinton? Is it Obama? Is it Kim Jong-un?
I have to go with, like, Eric Holder.
Wow, he's getting a lot of votes.
Is he?
We're up to 4 votes on Holder.
Well, he should.
I don't know. What about Baghdad Bob? I mean, he said that the U.S. wasn't even in Iraq.
Oh, they were winning. They crushed the American forces. Yeah. They were pushed back. Yeah.
Have you heard Carney now? They have all these memos that say Benghazi. He goes, those aren't Benghazi memos.
No, I didn't hear that.
Well, it's true. He said it.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
And he said, if you don't believe it, you're a conspiracy theorist.
Well, yeah, we're all conspiracy theorists here.
This was not planned, was it?
No, this is not planned. I heard my name, and I was taking my Super Male Vitality, and...
Were you ever getting more?
I was getting more. That's what
you gotta, you hand it out to all your friends. I'm going to go bankrupt. Tell people in 1 minute what it's done.
Well, I'll tell you, I was, we've done several videos on it, but I was feeling really depressed and overweight and out of shape, and man, it's changed my life, really.
More importantly, are you taking me boating tomorrow?
Yes, we're going to the lake. That's the other thing I was going to talk to you about.
Yeah.
I'm buying steaks. Amy's buying steaks right now. We're going to ribeyes. You like ribeyes?
That sounds kind of, yeah, of course I like ribeyes. We always eat over there.
Yeah.
Of course, we always go to your steakhouse and eat them.
Yeah, but it's more fun when we get to grill. And
I agree, but we ought to invite Matt over, the chef, and have him cook them for us.
We'll do that.
Or your dad. He really knows how to cook them.
Oh, my dad. He's the best.
You know how to cook them better than I do, though.
No, well, I'm a little out of practice because I go to the steakhouse. So I usually let Matt cook them, but yeah, I need to.
You guys have a steakhouse because your dad didn't want to drive too far to get a steak.
That's not completely true.
But, well, I heard that.
Well, there just wasn't really any good steakhouses around that he liked, so.
This is not a plug for the Steiner Steakhouse, but it is the best steak in Austin.
I think so.
You invited me out Wednesday to hear you play, and I'm glad you're getting back to playing your music.
That's another thing. I mean, I never thought in a million years that I would start playing again. And just because I'm feeling good and I'm, you know, my mind's coming back, it's just, you know, I picked up a guitar one day and was like, why am I not doing this anymore? So
you had number twos, number threes, you name it, in the country charts, were extremely successful, but you literally walked away from it all in Nashville because you were so sick of it. And, you know, you told me you've been kind of bummed out like the last few years. And you really think, how much of it was super male? You've been going to church and stuff, too.
You know, I don't know. I just know that since I started taking it, I just feel so much better. And when you feel better and your health is there, you know, that just, it opens up everything.
Well, used to. I'd come up here and work on Saturday. But, I mean, I've learned to go out, have fun with the kids. Then I'm more relaxed when I come back.
That's another thing. Like, I wasn't, like, for the last couple of years, I wasn't even playing with my kids. I was just lay on the couch and watch TV, and now I'm out doing stuff and living life.
But literally, describe what Supermel did for you.
Well, I mean, again, I wouldn't have taken it unless we were friends. I mean, I've tried every
concoction
that there is, and most of it is bogus. And I honestly thought this was going to be one of those, you know, placebo kind of things. And when I started taking it immediately, within 15 minutes, you feel it kind of rush in and give you like an energy boost. But over the long haul, like as weeks went by, my body started changing. If I wanted to put on muscle mass, it just started to pack on. And then I decided that I was going to lean up and get lean.
Because you're going back to Nashville.
Well, I was going to
maybe I should take this away so you don't leave town.
I was going to take some pictures, and I, you know, my head was, you know, enormous. So I decided I was going to lean up a little bit, and so I just changed my diet a little bit, and it responded. I dropped like 35 pounds, and I feel great. So it's all thanks to you. And
No. It's not your group. How much are you taking is the bigger question.
I do take a little more than it says.
Don't say it on it.
But not much. I take it twice a day, and I take.
Can I have you at the emergency room with like a 3-week-long erection? I'm sorry. I apologize. Family show. No, I didn't even sell this as an aphrodisiac, but that's the effect it has.
From all the friends that I've given it to, that's like the first thing they call me and say, why didn't you explain to me the side effects? And so, yeah, we should probably start letting people know that does happen.
Yeah, it's not advertised as that. And the larger issue is we've got so many estrogen mimickers in us that when we finally get something in there that blocks them, it just is, it's night and day. This is what we're supposed to be like.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think people realize what having your body out of whack, all the estrogen too high and your testosterone too low, what all that does to you. And you get all these health problems from having low testosterone.
Well, I mean, I gave you the challenge, and within, what, a month, you were ready to endorse it. So I appreciate you doing that, brother. InfoWarsLife.com, help support the broadcast. I meant to cover a bunch of news and take calls. I did not mean to just mention it and say, oh, I got to take it, and then get what CJ was saying, and then you literally.
Sorry, I just.
No. Hey, what time do you want me to come over tomorrow?
Noon.
Okay, good. Then I guess we'll eat some steaks or go boating first and eat steaks.
Whatever you want to do.
Sounds like the American dream, buddy.
All right,
well, good seeing you, brother. All right, take care.
All right.
There goes Shane Steiner, my old high school buddy. And he's here in the studio Now with us, there he goes. All right, now I'm completely out of control, completely behind and everything. I'll have to do some overdrive to get the final votes from Andrew, Mercedes, Carl, Joanne, I think, or Joanne. I can't read that. Joni, and then Phil. So that's all coming up. But Obama, hands down, is the biggest liar. Then it's Eric Holder so far. And then the FBI gets one vote. Bloomberg gets one vote. Baghdad Bob gets one vote. Satan gets one vote. That's the kind of stuff going on in my chicken scratch. So we're going to be breaking all that down. But I will news blitz when we come back. I mean, look at this story. We got a nightly news story about this tonight. This is RT, but also in Yahoo News, AFP. Coming soon, a brain implant to restore memory. DARPA working on brain implants to help restore memory. And guess what? They want it for soldiers. Human skin used to create sperm. London Telegraph. Feds consider taking Alaskan tribal land. Las Vegas Sun told you that was coming. They aren't going to stop. They're going to steal everything because they're not feds. They're pirates in control of the feds. Payrolls in U.S. rise most in 2012. Total bull straight ahead.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents. My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Segment of the official transmission, hitting some of the other news here. All over the country, they're doing military drills with explosions and gunshots in the cities on record to condition the public. And back when this was first happening in the early 90s under Clinton, they would just say it didn't exist. Helicopters didn't do this. Remember that? Oh, I think I heard Sergeant Sam Cox locally on 590 AM, one of our local affiliates this morning, talking about how Obama wants our guns. And the co-host was saying, you're a black helicopter conspiracy person. It's like Carney. There's no Benghazi memo. Well, it says that. Well, that's not what it is. There's no black helicopters. Infowars.com. Black ops helicopters buzz Kentucky residents during drills unannounced with explosions, you name it. Again, it's just amazing. HSBC demands to know how customers spend their money, is now asking people with as little as $1,000 in their account what they're buying and what they're doing. Unbelievable. That's up on Infowars.com. In Ukraine crisis, rebels are now downing army helicopters, Ukrainian helicopters that fly over Russian-held cities. Pro-Russian rebels have shot down two of Ukraine's army helicopters during anti-terror operation in the eastern city of Slavyansk, if I pronounced that right. Slavyansk, Kiev has said. Ukrainian troops begin special operations in Slavyansk. Again, the people that don't want to be under Ukrainian control, they're terrorists. But when the Ukrainian people overthrew the elected government, they were called patriots. I mean, I'm just pointing this out. I'm not on the Russian side, folks. This is bad, period. So that is just some of the news on that front. Meanwhile, I saw this story out of AP. 700 migrants rush at Spain's border, 140 breach it. Africa is collapsing, especially after Libya was taken down. It was helping all of northern and central Africa. It was really, I'm not saying he's a good guy. I'm just saying, compared to the globalists, he was like mother's milk. I mean, Gaddafi was literally building dams, literally building up, giving medicine to Africa. And now it is imploding. And look, we just can't take all the people from, you know, the 7 billion people or whatever, or 6.5 billion that want into Europe or the U.S. I mean, we can't do it, especially when they all get welfare. We're already bankrupt and imploding. Around 700 African migrants charged Spain's barbed wire border fence Thursday in the country's North African enclave, clashing with Spanish and Moroccan border police. And why do they want into the area that has European culture? Because Europe's not been perfect, but compared to a lot of the other cultures, at least it had some Christianity to build some civilization. And when Rome fell and the Dark Ages came, it was only Christianity that survived. And you can argue it helped contribute to the Dark Ages, but if you really study history, it's the only reason any civilization made it, folks. That's the facts. And civilization is on the verge of collapse, quite frankly. How'd you like to wake up and hear this? KKK neighborhood watch proposal makes Pennsylvania townsfolk uneasy. The KKK is setting up their own neighborhood watch. My issue is you're going to have a neighborhood Stasi watch program. It sounds okay, but what about anti-liberty people? That's more threatening than the KKK because it's actually organized. But the KKK does have a history of persecuting people. I'm totally creeped out by that. I don't think we should have neighborhood watch. You should organize it yourself if you want to. Not have it organized by the system. The system is already too corrupt. Payrolls in U.S. rise most since 2012. Unemployment at 6.3%. That's totally cooked. They go on to say that the economy grew at 0.1, though. That's depression level. That's cooked numbers. Again, they're kicking people off full-time jobs and cutting them down to lower than 30. They're having to get second jobs. This is how they say they've hired more people with pure statistics. So more hoaxes, more frauds, more lies. We're going into overdrive. Infowars.com/show. Nightly news tonight, 7. And then I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6, with an original transmission. Sin Trow. Overdrive coming up.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential four-foot situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking hands down on the fence on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
Waging war on corruption.